Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. Ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud, dust, and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, trucker's heart gets broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white ride.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live. It's Monday, August, 22nd? 22? And you can give us a call at 515-602-9731. We're here live at 7 p.m. on the East Coast, 6 p.m. down here in South Texas. And we're here live every weekday at 7 p.m. Like I said, you can give us a call, 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining in. If you want to be part of the conversation, just hit 1. We're also on YouTube Live. Appreciate everybody joining us on there. You can also comment on there. I try to check it when I can. And it's just all part of just, you know, being out here and being everything. But, like, please go subscribe to the YouTube channel if you're listening along. We appreciate everybody doing that. And before we go any further, I want to thank one of our great sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration. You can check them out at dpfregeneration.com. That's a great little outfit. They're out of Connecticut, and they got hours right there. You can see it right there. It says Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can give them a call at 800-634-3010. And like I said, they got all the parts for all of your DPF, EGR, SCR systems, all diesel sizes, all diesel engine sizes, all makes and models, all that good stuff, and really good diesel trucking experience, diesel engine experience. So check them out, DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com, 800-634-3010. We appreciate all their support for Redneck and Eyes. So let's keep it rocking and rolling. And like I said, we're just getting through the news. Not much going on, but the weather. Got some bad rain out there. Everybody watch out for that. And, of course, football's back. I love football. And had a great Sunday night watching the game on prime time. Looks like Fox might be taking that over, so we'll be talking about that a little bit. So check us out. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio, and like I said, 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody following along.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneck and Eyes. Redneck and Eyes, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're just chilling out here. It's 7 p.m. on the East Coast, well, a little after 7 p.m. now, 6 p.m. down here in South Texas, and this is Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. There we go. And appreciate everybody following along. We're also on YouTube Live. Appreciate everybody doing that. How y'all doing this evening? And just, you can comment on there. It's great. I try to check them when I can on YouTube Live. Please go subscribe to YouTube channel if you haven't done that already. And appreciate everybody following along. It's been hard. I tell you what, you know what's been going on over there at YouTube is I kind of play this music like this to kind of, you know, keep it going and keep it loose and have fun. And everybody likes it, right? YouTube don't like it. They'll block the videos and some music because they got some kind of law. It's like it's a law firm. So I can see who's actually doing it. And it's like a law firm or somebody like that. And they're the ones that say you can't play it. And sometimes it's only blocked in like Russia, New Zealand, crap like that. Other times it's like everywhere. And it doesn't even, like sometimes some songs aren't blocked at all. Sometimes some songs are only blocked, you know, in Europe or whatever. And some songs, I mean, I don't even know why they're that good of songs. They're the ones that they're blocked everywhere. So the whole video gets blocked because I have 30 seconds of one song playing. In that 1 hour video, I've got 30 seconds of a song playing, and because of that 30 seconds of that song, they blocked the whole video in, from ever showing anywhere on YouTube. And I got to go in and I dispute it, and it gets, after about 30 days, it'll get released. So that's what happens on that. So checking things out like that, that's how it goes. If you go in there and you try to watch some videos and it says blocked, that's why. So this video is probably getting blocked. But other than that, we're just talking, like I said, this is Redneck and I's Radio Live. You can check us out at redneckandeyes.com. All the links to our sponsors and all the links to our social media accounts are all on redneckandeyes.com. Please go subscribe to our YouTube channel, like our Facebook page, follow our Instagram, follow our Twitter. We're not really that active on there unless something's going on. So the only thing I can tell you right now that's going on for sure is that there's going to be several of us part of Redneck and I's at the truck show, Truckers for Hope. Is the truck show up there, and it's going to be September 23rd through the 25th up there in Clinton County Fairgrounds in Mill Hall, Pennsylvania, and that is up there by State College up there on Interstate 80 in Pennsylvania, up in the mountains. Pretty nice. So they've got a lot of videos. If you go to truckers4hope.com and look on there, you can see. Let's see. Let me go ahead and pull up the homepage. And there's a lot of videos and pictures and stuff like that. And I'll go ahead and copy this link and put it over to our YouTube channel comments here. That way you guys can see that. But it's truckers, the number four, and then hope.com. And go check them out. You can see what's all going on over there. And it looks like it's going to be pretty exciting. I'm going to try to make it up there. I tell you what, it's going to be hard. You know, we got regular jobs here. You know, everybody looks at other places. There's a lot of other, like, you know, YouTube or Instagram or Facebook, like, you know, truck drivers that are all over the internet posting their videos. Those people, they do pretty good. They do better than we do. Everything is for them. Like, they get paid to go to these events. We don't do that because we're not that fancy. And we're part of a group of truckers that are out there trying to help other truckers. So whenever we get any kind of sponsorship, that doesn't go toward travel to the shows and stay in hotels. We don't get that. That's not what that money goes to. That money goes to the events to help us help the truckers. So like the event, we pay money, the money we get for food, the money we get for, you know, gasoline for the generators to cook or entertain or whatever. But the whole, like, money to get there, that it's out of our own pockets. You know, especially myself, because it's just me. You know, I'm bringing me and my video camera. That's it. You know, so I'm not going to spend money from a sponsor or donations just because I can travel. And so that's the whole part of it. It's getting where we can afford to, and time off work. We got regular jobs because we don't make money off of this. So just so y'all know, you know, we're trying to get to where we can get out more often to more truck shows. I went to the Houston truck show, the Texas truck show in Houston, and I mean that was me. I did that. I paid for that. So, you know, that was me getting Redneck and I's out there. I took time off. Oh, I didn't take time off work, but I. Took the, you know, like I was only there for one day because I had to work. So anything like that goes. But yeah, check it out. Like I said, truckers4hope.com, September 23rd through the 25th in Mill Hall, Pennsylvania at the Clinton County Fairgrounds. It's going to be pretty. It's going to be something. They're going to be Tony Justice is going to be there. Long Haul Paul is going to be there in concert, and then Saturday night's Little Texas, and there'll be church service Sunday morning. There's going to be tractor pulls and hay rides, all kind of stuff for the kids. So, you know, it's a family event. So bring everybody. So check that out. And other than that, ain't much too much going on. You know, there's a lot of accidents, you know, that get top billing because that, I guess that's what when people look at the news for trucking, the accident stuff is what draws their attention. So there's several the top deal. But then there's like an article from a month ago talking to, from Bloomberg.com talking about the still talking about the California, you know, gig worker program law, AB5, that they're talking about out there. The truck drivers are getting forced to either, you know, be owner-operators. The owner-operators are forced to either get their own authority or go company driver. So that's what they're doing out there. Ain't too much else going on. I was checking some other stuff here. Let's see what we got going on wherever else is in the world today, though, what we're doing. So what I was going to talk about mainly was the weather, because we got some bad weather down here in Texas. Dallas got hit real hard last night. 8 inches of rain, they said, fell overnight, causing flash floods, and people were actually swimming from their vehicles that were, you know, washing away in the water. So, you know, that's all over the place. Houston's getting hammered. We saw that, like, Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, they got some pretty bad rain last week. So, you know, this time of year, you know, they're talking about hurricane season. Well, you got, you know, just weather can get bad. And it's not, you know, don't ever try to blame it on one thing. It's just weather. That's what happens. You know, weather is what we have to deal with out here in truck driving. We know that. You know, blizzards happen, rainstorms happen, tornadoes happen, you know, that kind of stuff. So, you know, we even talk about it. Truck drivers will talk about it. If you're going over to the west, like in the southwest, Arizona, New Mexico, you know, the extreme heat, well, that causes tires to blow. So you got a lot of stranded gators out there on the highway because it just tires blow, get so hot out there, you know, and the hot, the air is so hot. You know, usually when you're going down the road, the tires stay cool because of the air. But when the air is like 100 degrees, that's not going to help the tires much. So we got a lot of blown tires out there. And, of course, you got to check your tire pressures to make sure that doesn't happen and everything. But we see that. We see it going all the time. You know, extreme heat. You got cattle haulers got to stop off at the truck stops and use the water hoses to cool down the cattle, that kind of stuff. So, you know, that's weather. That's heat, cold, rain, shine, wind, whatever it takes. We got to be ready for it. So as truck drivers, that's what we got to deal with. But I don't know. What else is going on? What do you think? I was talking about football last week because football's back. Last night was a pretty cool night. Got to relax with some friends and watch the game. It was on prime time. And just so happened that it was teams not from the Texas area. So the people, my friends of mine, they were from the area. So they were like, hey, let's watch my team. I was like, well, you can watch your team. I'm just watching football. But anyway, it was a lot of fun, you know, good to see players back making some plays and cutting it up. And we just had a lot of fun watching it and, you know, trying to decipher. And it's fun. Football's fun. I don't know why some people don't like it, but I could care less about the picks or whatever. You know, you can see nowadays that you can start seeing that the players' politics, they kind of set it aside. They understand. They understand that when they get political, people change the channel. You know, and that's what it is. You know, I mean, during the halftime shows, because they become political, I just turn them off. Used to, you want to watch them. Now it's like, I don't mess with it. Commercials, they get woke and political. Used to, commercials during football season was funny or cool. Now I'm not interested, you know, because if they get political, I just turn them off. You know, that's the thing. I just change the channel. That's the coolest part about TV is I can watch whatever I want to watch, especially these days. You know, back in the day, all you had were three channels. You know, and football even wasn't even on like all the time. And so now with all these channels and the streaming services and all that, you can put whatever you want to put on TV. I'll just watch what I want to watch. And, you know, there's stuff out there that, you know, is entertaining. It's not that big of a deal. I can guarantee you that Yellowstone is not woke. And if it is, if it gets woke, then I'll just turn it off and start watching someone else. You know, because there's a lot of shows out there. I just, what I don't like is I don't like when a movie studio owns the rights to a movie and they don't like the movie, so they don't let it release. And that just happened in the news recently. Anybody know about what's going on? Netflix, I think it was Netflix, had Jamie Foxx had a movie. He directed the movie. It was his movie. He was in the movie. And I think they said Robert Downey Jr. was in the movie too, which is Iron Man, of course. And everybody was expecting it to be a great movie. Everybody's looking forward to seeing it. But there's one little thing in there. I don't even know what it was. But they said, you know what, we're not going to put the movie out there because everybody, there's a certain amount of people that are offended. So they just put the movie on the shelf and they're not going to put it out there. And that's just crap. You know, somebody needs to pay the money to get that movie out. You know, we want to be entertained. That's all we want to be, entertained. If you put that movie out and it's not good, guess what? I'm not going to watch it. You know, I'm going to watch the first 10 minutes of it and I'm going to turn it off. And then there's a thing on there. I can put thumbs up, thumbs down, one star, five stars. You know, I can do that. And they'll know what's good and what's not good. So that's the cool thing about it. Now, driver's lounges, on the other hand, that's a different story. And I don't know. I was talking to some people that didn't understand trucking, but I was talking to them about what goes on in the driver's lounges, especially during football season. And that's always interesting to me. So that's the kind of stuff that I was going to talk about here later on today. And we still got a little ways to go. It's only 20 after right now. So, you know, we're just kicking back and getting things going. So, like I said, don't forget to go subscribe to the YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that for us. And you can check us out at redneckandeyes.com. One of the great sponsors I'd like to mention today, and that's LTR Transportation, Load to Ride Transportation. You can check them out at ltrtransportation.com. That's a great little trucking outfit out of Denver, Colorado. They got some pretty cool trucks, cool logo. They're always busy. They got the hazmat certified, special handling, temperature control. You know, they got reefer units. They even got, like, lift gates and all that stuff. And you can give them a call if you're thinking about checking into them, 720-277-0030 out of Denver, Colorado. Again, that's Load to Ride Transportation, ltrtransportation.com. We appreciate all their support. Like I said, give them a call, 720-277-0030. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio. We'll see you guys in a bit. We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
I've been thinking about you all day, baby. Waiting on that sun to go down. What you say I pick you up after work? Slide over and slip out to the outskirts. blanket and a fifth of comfort. A little something to knock off the edge. It's supposed to get a little cool tonight. Looks like I'm gonna have to hold you tight. About a mile off Old Mill Road, that far nobody knows. We park the truck and we take off running. Hurry up, girl, I hear it coming. Got a moon and a billion stars. Now we steal that old boxcar. I thought of you driving me insane. Come on, baby, let's go listen to the last train.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. I love that song. It's got a good beat to it, you know, good little electric guitar flowing through there, and just good lyrics, good song. Jason Aldean was in concert last week down here in Corpus Christi. I was working. I couldn't go, but everybody seemed to love it and shared their videos, and friends of mine were there and everything, so it was great. Great to see everybody getting out. Jason Aldean, he's a good guy. He's a good performer, and, you know, one of those top guys these days. Just making it happen, getting things done. So a lot of fun. So I was talking to some non-trucking friends of mine this weekend. We were watching football and everything, and talking about, like, being able to see what game you want to see. Traveling as a truck driver, it was kind of hard to do that. I mean, you especially, if you're a fan of football and you were, like, you know, not from the area, like say that you were, you know, not a Cowboys fan, but you lived in the North Texas area, then the Cowboys were on, you couldn't watch any other team unless you paid the money for that Sunday ticket on DirecTV or whatever. So the thing is, though, is that a lot of times you didn't get to watch the team you wanted to watch. Well, if you were traveling as a truck driver, it might even be even harder to do because of the fact that you couldn't do that. You know, you're only watching the games that are on in the local area. So if, you know, like I said, I want to watch the Cowboys, and if I was in, let's say, if I was in Ohio and the Bengals or the Browns were playing at the same time the Cowboys were, then I wouldn't be able to watch the Cowboy game. I'd have to watch whatever game was in the local area. So, you know, we were discussing how that goes and everything like that. Well, one of the stories I got that was really troublesome for me was, as I was watching the Cowboys play, they were in Dallas, and I forgot who they were playing, but it was the noon game. And so what had happened was I drove, like, really hard to get to a place where I could, like, you know, get to a driver's lounge. So I stopped at the TA in Tuscaloosa there in Alabama. And, you know, and it was one of those things where I got there at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning or maybe even later. It was, like, 4 or 5. I don't know. But it was pretty close. I drove all night, one of those things where I made sure I can get to where I could get watching the game. So I got parked, got a little rest. Woke up, ready for the game. Game came on. Cowboys were playing, watching the game. Awesome game. Getting close. Down to the wire. Last drive. A minute left. And they go to commercial. And they come back from commercial. And the guy says, we're ready for the kickoff here at the Atlanta Falcons playing. And I forgot who they were playing. But it was like they just cut the Cowboy game off and went to the Falcons game because the Falcons were the local team for the area. So whenever that game is on, all the other games get cut off. So we didn't get, we were all sitting there like it was a good game. It was close and the Cowboys were driving and all that. In fact, it was one of those where Troy Aikman, and it was back when, you know, they were struggling and Troy Aikman was on his last leg. And that was when they had that Rocket Ishmael playing for him. And that was that where Troy Aikman just threw a bomb and Rocket Ishmael was running as fast as he could. And he caught up to that bomb and caught the ball, touchdown, Cowboys win. And we missed the whole thing. At Tuscaloosa truck stop, we were pissed off because we were all sitting there, you know, enjoying ourselves, you know, having a great time. Everybody was loving to watch the football game, which is rare too, by the way, but everybody was having a good time watching the football game and they just cut it off. So we were like all pissed off. I even tried to like run out to grab my, or get my internet going so where I could find out, you know, the game and all that, but it was too late by that time because when the commercial came back, that's when the Cowboys started playing again. But we didn't get to watch it. We were watching the Falcons, and they were, like, kicking off. It's like, who cares, you know? But those stories are all over the place. I even told them that there are some truck drivers that they don't want to watch football at all, and they'll get in there to the driver's lounge before the football games come on, and they'll put on a movie. And they're like, no, you know, I'm watching the movie. I was here first. I chose the channel. we ain't watching no football. And you could have, you know, 10, 15 people in there wanting to watch a game, but if the guy, you know, one or two or three people got in there first, a lot of times these smaller truck stops, they'll just issue the remote. Like a driver will give the ID to the clerk, and he'll give them the remote, and he's got the remote. And he's like, I'm in charge. I ain't watching no game. I mean, I've seen that happen before, you know. These bigger truck stops, though, we know. We saw them. If you're a truck driver, you've been out there. Some of these truck stops, they've got like a movie room that plays movies over and over again. And then they've got a TV room where you can watch TV. And a lot of times what they'll do is the manager will come in there on Sunday, and he'll say, okay, everybody, this movie theater is going to be closed. We're going to put the football game on in the movie theater. If you want to watch TV, you go into the TV room. And that's the TV. The manager of the truck stop made that decision, you know, and it's kind of like sometimes the managers, they like to watch the football. They want to see the football. Other times they go off of, like, you know, democracy, you know, the more people that want to watch football, they're going to switch over to football. So it's all about who's in charge and who they care about being in charge and all that. But, you know, football is dominated by the driver's lounges, you know, even basketball. A lot of times basketball's on. I remember the finals were on, and, every TV, I was at the Joplin Petro, actually, and every TV in the laundry room and the driver's room, they were all on the basketball game. It's like, and people were in there walking around, talking, yelling, screaming, shouting, you know, and that's what happens during the playoffs. You know, that too with the, with football, you know, playoffs, everybody knows, you know. I remember, you know, basketball and baseball, they're like every night, you know, it's like during the week, you know, it's always something going on, like Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever. And I was walking through the driver's lounge one evening watching basketball, and it was like they were in like the second quarter or the third quarter. And I said, man, there's still 4 hours of basketball left to play. Because, I mean, it goes on forever. And they just, you know, it's supposed to be fast paced, back and forth. And they stop, timeout, foul, timeout, foul. And I was like, oh, get out of here. But like I said, taking control of the TV and the driver's lounges, it's a big political thing. A lot of times it's about, you know, who gets there first and the majority rules. And it's all about, and sometimes it's one, not the other, or it's none of the above. So, you know, I remember one time driver's lounge, there was a truck stop. I forgot where it was. It was somewhere like in Colorado. And they actually put a sign up that said on Sundays, during football season, the driver's lounge is like closed. Because there was so much fighting going on between what they wanted to watch that it was like, the driver's lounge was closed. they shut the TV off. Like, if nobody wants to agree on what to watch, we're not going to watch anything at all. And, but yeah, it's stuff like that, you know? So you never know what's going on. So what do you think? You think driver's lounges are back in control? I think that their driver's lounges are really going down. I mean, even the truck stops, they're trying to add driver's lounges into their truck stops. Like, I remember Love's never really had a driver's lounge. Pilots, some pilots did, some pilots didn't, but they're actually going away from them, and it's getting smaller and smaller to where they just leave the TV on, and they never change the channel. It's always on one channel or the other, and if you can ask somebody to change the channel, they might change it for you, but sometimes it's broke. They don't know how to work it, stuff like that, you know. It's better if you actually want to watch a ball game that has the game on, that's going to play the game. Now, a lot of these sports bars, what they'll do is they'll play the local game, and then they'll have the other game, but you can't hear it. So, you know, always figure out a way to get involved in that where you can kind of control that yourself, you know. But it's always cool, you know, if I'm going to go watch a game, I want to be able to hear it and everything. And so that's why I got a TV in my truck. If I ever get anywhere where I need to, you know, shut down and watch a game, you know, and with the internet these days, and you can stream from your phone and you can connect it to your, you know, even before that was possible, I was figuring that out where I plug in the plug to my phone and stream it toward my TV, you know, and all that. That's what I was trying to figure out. So that's even easier these days, and you can do that. You know, like I said, we can watch whatever we want to watch, even out there on the road. And so don't, you know, play whatever you want to play. Like I said, we'll change the channel. Exactly right. So where are we at? Here we are. Get back here. Crank this up. I love that. This is going to. So, yeah, just check us out, RedneckAndEyes.com. We're here every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. Don't forget to thank one of our great sponsors. That's Trucker Tools. The Trucker Tools app you can download from your app store, whether you got iPhone or Android. Just look for Trucker Tools, the Trucker Tools app. or you can check them out at truckertools.com. And that's a good little outfit. They got where you can track your freight, book freight. You can even route, you know, plan your routes and get everything done that way, where you can, you know, figure out truck stops, fuel stops, maintenance, even Walmarts and parking lots. So check that out. So check this out, redneckandeyes.com, and hang tight. Redneck and Eyes Radio. We'll see you in a bit.
Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street. For all the people to see.
That justice is one thing you should always find. You got to saddle up your boys, you've got to draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men and beer for my horses.
We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
I'm all to the maker and he'll settle on them.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and Eyes was founded by truckers to help truckers and others handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you've got a redneck and eyes.
Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. You can give us a call, 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one. Check us out, redneckandeyes.com. So I forgot what I was going to tell you was about watching the football games out on the road. One time I was up in Connecticut, and it was something else because I got up to the truck stop. It was a TA truck stop there in Connecticut. Was it Waterbury or something like that? And got stopped, got parked. Going in to watch a game, well, there was, I forgot what game was on, but it was like the Jets and somebody, I don't know. But anyway, everybody that was there watching the game, they were like, this game sucks. And they said, what game is the next game? And they said, when's the Cowboys come on? And we found out that the Cowboys weren't coming on. The other games were coming on. And it's like, how do we watch the Cowboy game? We can't watch the Cowboy game. It ain't on. And I found out a way where I could watch it on my phone. And then I said, you know what? I've got a device in my truck that I could plug into this TV, and we can watch the Cowboy game through my phone on this TV if everybody's willing to do that. And, of course, this is one of those where the room was upstairs by itself. Everything was nice and neat and everything, and nobody really cared and all that. And they were like, you know, everybody's like, yeah, can you do it? Let's do it. And there's like six or eight drivers in there, and they're like, let's watch a Cowboy game. You know, if we can do it, let's do it. So went there and plugged it in, and my phone was like sitting on the floor, plugged into the wall, hooked up. There's a wire hooked up into, I had a HDMI plug going up into the TV, and it was streaming through the TV. And we watched the Cowboy game there in Connecticut, you know, using that device like that. So that was awesome. And definitely did it. I think I was using either DirecTV or I was using my local cable channel. And I could watch it on that using the local channel from my phone that was tied to my home address or whatever. But that was cool, you know. Great day watching the Cowboys up in Connecticut. So, yeah, whatever you can do, right? But that's what it's all about, getting out there on the road, checking out things, getting what you can get done and taking care of all that stuff. So there we go. Let's kick that up. But yeah, so that's what I pretty much like to talk about all the time is just, you know, think life on the road, things on the road, how you get things done and everything like that. And what goes on with that and just, you know, how do you keep it together? How do you guys do that out there? How do you, you know, get through stuff? You know, cell phones these days make it really easy to keep in contact with family. Used to, you had to stop at a truck stop during the day, maybe even to talk to family, because you couldn't do it in the middle of the night unless they knew or somebody was up, you know, and would talk to you while you were up during the night, you know, shutting down for the night or whatever. But sometimes you'd have to stop during the day to actually carry on the conversation. Y'all remember the Loves? They had those little phone booths in the driver's lounge where you can actually walk into a closet. And it had a little ventilator, you know, fan going in there. But it was a pay phone, or it was one of those phones that took, you know, the phone cards or whatever. But that was the only way you can communicate to people. Now these cell phones, I mean, they took all those closets out. They don't even do that no more. You know, so now it's everybody's got a phone. They want to charge it, keep it charged, and talk on the phone. And you know, we got devices now we can keep in contact. We got Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can keep in contact with friends and family like that. And that's the best way to do it. So when everybody's out there and you don't want to be gone from home that long, being gone from home actually is not that big of a deal. It's actually being there. And that's what we've learned. We've learned that these devices, we don't want to do that. We want to be there. And so that's kind of what we've grown to see. It's like, I see pictures, I see videos, makes me want to be there more. And that's what, you know, so when they say driver shortage, it's not driver shortage from driving truck. We'll drive truck as long as we can get home. When we can't get home, next thing you know, we're looking for another job where we can get home. So that's what it's all about. But anyway, Redneck and Eyes, Redneck and Eyes Radio. You can check us out at redneckandeyes.com. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 515-602-9731. We're talking about the news, trucking news, life on the road, all things trucking and then some, whatever you want to talk about. And whenever there is nothing going on, we pretty much just shoot the breeze like we did today. So check us out. And we're going to call today. I want to get to work, and everybody have a great night out there. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio. Don't forget to thank all our great sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com, Load to Ride Transportation at ltrtransportation.com, and the Trucker Tools, app at truckertools.com, or download the app from your app store. Appreciate all their support for Redneck and Eyes. So until tomorrow, we'll see you tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here, 515-602-9731. We're also on YouTube Live. Appreciate everybody joining us for that. Please go subscribe to YouTube channel. Everything's doing great there. And appreciate all you guys listening along and following. Check us out. Like I said, Redneck and Eyes Radio. We'll see you guys tomorrow. All right, now, take care.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandi's.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a redneck and I's.